Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. You know, as I travel around giving speeches, I'm often asked at programs and also sometimes in the press, you are Bill Gove's business partner. He was the father of professional speaking. What made him so great as a keynote speaker? And I think after 5 years on the road, I think I can tell you what it was. Bill Gove was the master of script writing for a keynote speech. He would spend a whole afternoon, literally, on one sentence of a vignette, a little mini speech. And then he would look at every detail of it, the inflection, the tone, the pitch, the pace, before he decided to take it out in front of a live audience. He was also the master of delivery. He would look at every single part of his performance in terms of movement on stage, facial expressions, hand gestures, you name it. He would look at everything and then he would put the scripting together, combine it with the delivery, and he would integrate the two, and then he would rehearse, test, and then finally when it was done, he'd go out in front of 10,000 people and knock them dead. And people would say, wow, he sure is a talented guy. And he was a talented guy. He was also probably the hardest worker I've ever seen in this business in terms of the keynote speech. A lot of speakers go out and they're keynote speakers and they're really good speakers and they rely on the content to get them through because they're already good speakers. Well, Bill Gove had phenomenal content. He was one of the top salespeople. He won the Salesperson of the Year, actually. He beat out 14,000 contestants in 1953. He was a master of sales. So he talked about sales for many years before he started talking about speaking. And so he had masterful content. It was incredible content. But he didn't rely on the content to become a great speaker. He also was a phenomenal speaker. And he worked at it. He really worked at it. Whereas most speakers, a lot of speakers I know, just work on the content. They don't work on the art of delivery, the art of script writing, and the art of practice. You know, coming from the world of professional sports and coaching great athletes for a long time, I know something about practice and about what it takes to be consistently pushing yourself and disciplining yourself and all that. And I've never seen in this business, I've never seen a speaker work as hard as Bill Gove. And I met him when he was 84 years old. So what's the message? What's the point of telling you this? Well, I get this question all the time and there's never enough time to really answer it, especially in the press or on stage when you're given, you know, you're doing a Q&A or something like that, as you know. So I wanted to actually get to say this because people wonder about, you know, what made Bill Gove so great. And I believe I've come pretty close to explaining it. So what's the lesson for the rest of us, especially as this business gets tougher and more complex all the time? It also pays more than it's ever paid, so this is a very good thing. What's the lesson? I think the lesson is to become a master scriptwriter and a master at delivery to whatever level you can, in addition to providing unique interpretive content that's something different or a different angle than Think and Grow Rich. I think audiences have heard enough about Think and Grow Rich. It's a great book and it's 75 years old. It's time we move on to the next level, I think, of this business. And I think a lot of people are still living in the 1930s in terms of content. And it's time to move forward. And I think the speakers that will survive this great correction are going to be speakers that follow in the footsteps of someone, at least like Bill Gove, who took the time to do it right, who took the time to practice. So hopefully that helps you. And I appreciate you listening. I'm Steve Siebold. We'll see you next time.